gift from God. This is why we celebrate today Mary as the Mother of God. Today is also called World Day of Peace. We could not have true peace if Mary had not said yes to what the angel asked of her, to be the Mother of God. Peace is more than the absence of armed conflict that we have way too much of in this world, but an interior harmony and integrity derived from personal union with God and adherence to His will. It isn't that we just need peace out there, but more importantly, we need peace right here in our hearts. This is where true peace begins. It begins with our acknowledging that we need God in our lives and listening to His Word, reading His Word, praying to Him for this peace to begin in us. As I already said, peace is derived from a personal relationship with God. What better way to begin the new year than asking someone who knows what true peace is than by asking his mother for help? We need to ask ourselves, where does conflict within our hearts come from? It comes from sin and not acknowledging that we are sinners. It comes from the rejection of what God is telling us and what He has told us from the beginning. As I have said before, we think we know better than God and reject what the church teaches. Sin began with a lie and continues with lies. As I started today with this beautiful line, to be a mother is a special gift from God. What better truth is there than this? What a gift that many have received. What a gift many have rejected. Since the world would have us believe that we are masters of our own destiny, we have fallen for the biggest lie of all. Life is expendable. What would have happened if people stood up to Madeleine O'Hare when she forced prayer out of public schools? What would happen if people stood up to Roe versus Wade? What is going to happen if we don't stand up to the so-called freedom from religious, the war that is waging against us right now? Look at the public schools today. Time again, I've heard the horror stories in our elementary grades that no one can say Merry Christmas without being threatened with expulsion. We need to stand up and fight for our rights as Christians. When are we going to learn? We often forget that we as Catholic Christians have the greatest weapon against the army of darkness, our Blessed Mother and the Most Holy Rosary. Time and again, our Blessed Mother has interceded for our world and protected it against the onslaught of evil. Time and again, our Blessed Mother has warned us of what would happen if we do not listen and do what God asks. Remember Fatima. She asked that people pray not just to stop World War I, but to pray that something worse wouldn't happen. We didn't listen, and the deadliest of wars happened. She has told us many times in approved apparitions to pray. Why don't we listen? We must take advantage of such help as our Blessed Mother gives us. There is a reason that Jesus gave her to us as our mother before he died on the cross. He knew that we all need a mother's love, a love that is unconditional. I know many women who are fantastic mothers. My own mother was one. But where do they learn to be fantastic mothers? If not from their own mothers, then they get it from the example of the Mother of God and our mother. My own mother had a great devotion to Our Lady, which she tried to pass on to her children. It took a while for this to sink into my heart, but she taught me to love Our Lady. And if it hadn't been for my fledgling devotion to her, I'm not sure where I would be right now. I know I wouldn't be standing here. The Church in her wisdom knew that all humanity needs such a mother. This is why they placed such importance on having such a solemnity to Our Lady at the beginning of the new year. That is also why, when the solemnity does not fall on Sunday, it is a holy day of obligation. The Church knew the importance that she places the new year under Mary's protection. I urge all of you to place yourselves under her protection and beg that she leads not just you, but the whole world to her Son. This world needs a Messiah to bring his true peace to it. Mary can and will intercede for us. And when you are praying for her intercession, remember her words at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he asks of you. In this new year, through the intercession of Our Lady, pray that God will give us his peace for ourselves and for the world. And I want to leave you with some words that Pope Francis gave to us and encourages to place ourselves in Mary's protection. To Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, let us present our good intentions. We ask you to extend the mantle of your maternal protection over each and every one of us in this new year. O Holy Mother of God, despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. And he continues, and I invite you all to greet Our Lady as the Mother of God. Hail her with this salute, Holy Mother of God, as she acclaimed at the start of Christianity, when at the entrance of the church they would cry out to their pastors this salute to Our Lady, Holy Mother of God. And now, altogether, I ask you to repeat this phrase three times at the request of our Holy Father. Holy.